This is some thorough commentary from St. Matthew. There's commentary that I'm sure you wrote to the Bible verse that said, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I'm going to try to show you both. A person who can see a prophet and realize his divinity is at the same consciousness as the prophet. This is true about all people. Those who see the truth and righteousness in others are at the same level as they. I was wondering if you could explain what this means. I guess it's hard for me to understand that just because a person can see the light or see the truth in another, how can they actually be at that same level as the other person?
Yeah. If you can truly see a prophet as he or she is, and if you really understand how important the coming of Christ is, okay, when Christ came, if you really would have recognized him, okay, and would have realized how important it was that he even was there, that how important it was, and how much sacrifice he has made even to come to earth and present himself with humanity, if you have realized how blessed it is, how fantastic it is even to be when he was on earth. If you have recognized his teaching and what he was saying and realized the divinity and grace of God with him, if you have really humbled yourself enough to accept him as truly who he was, then you have a very, very high, personal level consciousness. Then you really deserve to be sent in the human same consciousness as he was, okay? Because you have recognized him absolutely and simply as you should and you have. And if you realize the righteous man, if the righteous man walks in the streets, the thief looks at him and he says he's a thief. Yeah. And the beggar looks at me and says, he's a beggar. The businessman looks at him and says, probably he's a businessman. Every person looks at other person according to their own consciousness and judge them according to what they want. For a businessman might look at him and say, how much money can I get out of it? Or a beggar look at him and say, is he begging me any money? He doesn't even recognize that he's a righteous man. Yeah. But if a righteous man sees that person and sees how righteous he is, that other person should be righteous man himself, then recognize another righteous person. So that person has to be a very good person to see that light that views another person. Okay. Probably Christ walked in the street and nobody recognized who he was. He was a regular person walking along and isn't then making difference to them at all. And then maybe somebody can push him or even curse him or that people can kill him. Okay. Why didn't they recognize that he was Christ? Because they were not humble, they were not, their consciousness wasn't in such a place they could see the divinity and beauty in him and why he was Christ, why he fulfilled the prophecies and blood and something that God did for a thousand of years before he came. He told me, I'm going to send Christ come to you and teach you and all that. But how many people recognize that? 12 people? Then 12 disciples, right? And one of them did what? I think 3 times in one night. That I have nothing to do with this guy. I don't want to have nothing to do with him. I've met one of him, I don't know him. So we can see that, finding the person that realized and recognized that divinity of Christ that included what happened is very, very rare. Such a person is really found. Well, I don't know if there will be one. But if there was one that really recognized that divinity in fullness, that person is a pretty hard person that can can get, he can understand that much of divinity and recognize what is happening. So that if you don't understand what is happening, you say, no, you know, I have my things, I have my ideas, I have my life and all this and that, but they don't recognize what has happened. When Christ is, and God is, Muhammad is, and Baba is, what is it? They stone them, they kill them, they don't recognize their divinity. But they can absolutely recognize them, see what a wonderful thing is happening. God said he's going to come, and he sent them. Therefore, God exists, first of all. Second of all, the promises he fulfilled. Third of all, what is he saying? He's teaching something to us. He's saying, listen. It doesn't happen very often that God prophesies, you know, that Christ is going to come and then he comes and he starts telling us the truth. That's not my truth anymore, but his truth. I'm not going to, you know, think about hierarchy anymore. What does Christ say? I'm going to, you know, listen to God's word and recognize that thing. Do we do that? Do you recognize, you know, what's happening? Do you recognize, you know, that we have to listen to Christ instead of our own, you know, understanding? We don't. So that is why, you know, that is the people we are looking for. If we find the people, they recognize that what is happening in the mission in the fullest, and then, you know, come and completely do what is asked for, and address them carefully. Not say, oh, okay, you know, I've heard this before, or no, I'm not going to do that, or it doesn't sound, make sense to me, you know, then you have a lot of mind there, you're not recognizing, you're not. But if you recognize, then you absolutely realize what's happening and absolutely will come at you. As you said, I'm trying to create it, but many months for you, 144,000 months for you. Why? Because if they are in the same level and the dedication as I am, then we have 144,000 months for you. That each can create a wonderful, you know, environment and create their conscious life. So they are going to be as I am. And those people who are wanting to recognize Christ became as Christ. And that's in the tomb. You know, they absolutely recognize what they are. So you can see that verse, that's what it's explaining that. You know, if you can recognize other persons absolutely who what they are, then you are as high as ever. You have a follow-up? A follow-up?
So, for some people, at the time that they're recognizing, say, that they recognize Christ was God's prophet, maybe would we say that they're at that same level at that time, but not necessarily that they're at the same level, right?
Not same. Not the word, not the mouth, but your heart, but your mind. That is when you recognize. You don't say, oh, I recognize you, but I'm not going to listen to you. oh, my God, you're great, you know, but I'm not going to come straight by you some life. That is not recognition. Recognizing means recognizing with your heart and mind, and there's no doubt about it. That's it. Not the word, not saying, but knowing it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Okay.